The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13 cycles of Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length, in much greater detail, with different participants in a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy.
Today's Daf in the Sechet Brachot is Daf Mem Dalet brought to you Miben Chomot Yerushalayim, and we're holding right at the top in the Halakha Mishnah. Havir lefanav maliach tefillah. This is absolutely astonishing. With the bread. Forget about the bread. You got herring. Make a broch on the herring and pot of the bread. Mavarech ala maliach upoter the pot, which is absolutely incredible. We've said all along the pot is the center of the meal. Shapat tefillalo. After all, bread is unimportant compared to herring. Zeaklal. Nkoshu yikar v'imot tefillah. Mavarech ala yikar upoter the tefillah. Here, of course, we're repeating this. Zeaklal. This is old news. But here it's a brand new, shocking thing, which clearly is redefining Ikar and Tevelah. The Gemara is immediately, of course, going to ask us, what is this all about? Asking, well, how is this possible? Mi'ika midi, davi maliach Ikar upat Tevelah? Is there such a thing? Where the pot is only a tafel? Look, it's got to be talking about an unusual case. Let's assume we're talking about something like Ochlei Perot Ginosar Shana. Where you ate, in those days they still had remnants of the tremendous mile of Perot Eretz Yisrael. So in the area of the Ginosar, in the area of the Kinneret, they had this unbelievably sugary Perot. Tosfos understands that the Maliach, obviously the Gemara can't be saying that the Perot are Maliach, right? They're Mitukim. And therefore what it's talking about is you got such a sugar high that you were about to faint, and you needed something very salty to restore your balance. And therefore, you ate the maliach. But really, you're only eating the pot in order to make it possible for you to eat that maliach. It's so salty, you obviously can't just put a piece of herring in your mouth. It's got to be, if you get salt herring, it's got to have something. But that's something you have absolutely no interest in. It's only there in order to make eating the herring possible, because in this case, it was the herring that you needed in order to restore the balance of your body. Tosfos says, but if that's the case, then why aren't the perot the ikar? And then you shouldn't have to make a broch even on the maliach, because you're only eating the maliach to pop the perot. Tosfos says two possible answers to that, both of which have become these sodot in halacha. One, of course, simple answer, is that you hadn't eaten the perot at the same time. You ate the perot. Half an hour later, you started feeling like you were about to faint from a sugar high. And then you went to eat. So you can't say that the brocha before is going to potter. But he says something else. He says, if initially you made a brocha on those perot, without realizing that you were going to go crazy and we're going to ultimately need to add herring to it, then the bracha that wasn't made al dat the tefillah to come is not going to potter the tefillah. It only potters the tefillah when that initially is your vision of what you're being mevorech on. So, in any event, these perot ginosar, these were wild perot. Omer Ravacha b'Rei Ravir Omer Ravashi. Bochlei perot ginosar shanu. You want to know what those perot were like? Omer Rabba Bar Bachana, I'll tell you what it was like. We used to go on a little tiyul with Rabbi Yochanan. He used to take us out every year to give us some perot ginosar. And we went out to make our perot ginosar. Sometimes we had 100 guys with us, sometimes we had 10 guys with us. We had 100 guys, every guy would get 10 of these perot. So, kochat v'chat, asara, asara. If we had 10 guys, everybody would have 100 of these perot. These perot were so enormous that kol me'am minayu, you want to know how much volume 100 of these perot took up? Avimazlu ksana batlata savi, 3 bushels. Basically, would only hold 100 perot. And we would eat all of them. And anybody who did this, Rabbi Yochanan, would swear that we haven't had anything to eat. No nourishment. Oh, come on, ziyuna, suck at that. This is heavy duty eating. Isn't it? I mean, mizona. We didn't feel filled with anything. It was just as if it was, you know, eating candy. You know, you had to fill yourself up on tricks. Rabbi Abohu used to eat so much of this stuff that his skin swelled up until it became so smooth that a fly would slide off of his forehead. So adorable. So even a fly couldn't get a foothold on his forehead. Avishurikli, Dudvami Apute. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi would eat so much that their hair would fall out. Adonata Mazayah. Now, Reish Lakish, we know Reish Lakish was a very difficult character. He used to be head of the mafia. And usually he kept himself under control. But when he would go out and eat from the Perot Ginosar, that was it. He would totally lose it. Rabbi Yochanan Demorid, he went completely bananas. People were terrified of him. So Rabbi Yochanan used to have to send a message to the Benesia, who would immediately send the cops up, the whole squad of cops, to tie him down and drag him back to his house. Amazing people. So Rabbi Yochanan Demorid. So Rabbi Yochanan would be Omer le Benesia, and Rabbi Yehuda Nesia was having Mishadele, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, a squad of detectives, Balushia, but right, to find him and drag him back home, Umaitele Levete. You have no idea the riches. I mean, this, you think this is great in our time. Let me tell you something. It's before the Churban. Yanai HaMelech had one city in Har HaMelech where the population was enormous just to feed the people that were the Kotzitzei Te'enim, say the migrant workers, you know. So they used to have to bring 600,000 barrels of herring every week, Me'erev Shabbat, L'Erev Shabbat, because, I mean, what else is a Te'ina worker going to eat? Chopped herring, you know. Actually, the Tirit is the entire small fish. Ki'at HaRav, you know, there was one tree, famous tree, that Yanai HaMelech had Bar HaMelech, that had so many birds that had settled on that tree. Olivi Harib Maridim Imen HaRabaim Sa'ab Gozolot Mishalosh Brechot B'Chodesh. Would have three different crops of birds basically delivering their goes a lot every month. There was one city, you know the way that these people were makbid on Yichus, and this was the town of Gufni, it was what it was called, and they had over there, there was astonishing thing, 80 sets of brothers and sisters, Kohanim on both sides. So they had Shmonim Zugot Achim Kohanim, that were married to Shmonim Zugot Achayot Kohanot, where two brothers married two sisters. This was so shocking that the Rabbanan and Bava wanted to know whether they had anything that could compare. So they made a survey. And Bodka Rabbanan, Misurav Ad Narda, the entire settled area of Bava, they found one case which was a little similar. It certainly wasn't what you would expect. And all they found were Reb Chista's daughters, who were Kohanot, and they were married to two brothers, Rami Bar Chama and Ma'ukva Bar Chama. But it's not really the same, because over there, the girls were Kahanta, but the boys weren't Kohanim, Inelah Havi Kohanim, and that was like the closest we could get to that level of Yichus. Omer Rav Kosu Udash Ein Ba Melach. Let me tell you something. You got a Suuda without salt, don't call it a meal to me. Eina Suuda. Omer Pkeva Rav Omer Yochanan Kosu Udash Ein Ba Sarif. You don't have anything to slurp up. I mean, no soup? This you call a meal? So therefore, you have to have something in there that's going to get your stomach moving with everything that you'd have to. Or before. Continues the Halakha Mishnah, Achal, Anavim, V'teinim, V'rimonim. We're going to see in the Gemara that this is just basically an example of the Shivat HaMinim. It really means any of the Shivat HaMinim. According to Rabbi Gamliel, Gushita, we already saw earlier, you say Birkat HaMazon on any of the Shivat HaMinim. And therefore, Mevarech HaKareim Shalosh Brachot, Devar Rabbi Gamliel. The Chachamim Omrim Bracha Achat Mi'en Shalosh, which we call the Alam Mitzvah. It's really a rather strange way to refer to the bracha in shalosh, since if we ate peirot, you don't say alav nichya. Fine. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, let me tell you something. It's not a function of the Shivat HaMinim. If you ate a stew, and that's your mazon, the Gemara's going to say, a vegetable stew is your mazon for the whole meal, and that is mizono, mevarek alav shalosh bracha, then that becomes your birkat mazon, because ve'achalta v'savata, this is your v'savata. Hashotem mayim litzma'o, somebody who drinks water for his thirst, the Gemara is going to ask, well, what else are you drinking for? Mevarek shakol nihye bidvoro. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, before drinking water, you say, Borena fashot rabot v'chisona. Now, Rabbi Gamliel, who says that you say a full birkat amazon, even on the perot, how does he get that? My time to Rabbi Gamliel. But take a look at the way it says, the psukim. First pasuk is Eretz Chita, Sorav, Gevet, etc., Sivat Aminim. Then it says, Eretz Hashalo, b'miskinut tochal balechem. And then the next pasuk is, V'achat v'savat o'verach. Okay? So the V'achat v'savat o'verach is going back to the two previous psukim, the list of the Shivat Aminim and lechem. Why do you say it only refers to the very end, the pasuk of the lechem? And therefore, the same way you agree that you say Shalosh Brachot on Lecha, I say is on all of the above. V'rabanan, well, we would have agreed to you. But why does the Pasuk then begin Eretz Asher Lo B'miskenu Tochal B'alecha? There's no point in repeating that word Eretz now, is there? Unless it's to tell me, okay, let's start a new thing. Eretz Avat Chalav Udvash, fine. In other words, the Chitav Sarav Gepet V'teina. Eretz, now let's get to Birkat HaMazon. Eretz Asher Lo B'miskenu Tochal B'alecha Mi'achalt Mesevat HaVeracha. If I viewed the lechem as a simple continuation of all of the rest, then I wouldn't have repeated the Eretz. Please take your other Gemara home. I left it for you on the Nida.
I've never seen it.
Rabbi Gamliel Nami asked the Gemara, what about according to Rabbi Gamliel, Eretz Yivsika Inyan? Ahumi boy le lemute akosesit achita. Yes, of course it's Yivsika Inyan. So it's not Yivsika Inyan, it's Masbirat Inyan. Did you just say chita v'sora? Okay, so in other words, if I pick a piece of wheat and I chew on it, you're going to tell me about Chalta V'Savata? No. That's what Eretz is coming to tell me. When Eretz is saying, you know what I just said about Eretz Chita V'Sora? What do I mean? Eretz HaShalom V'Skenut Tochal B'Lechem. I mean processed grain into bread. Then it's Choshev to be V'Chalta V'Savata. Om Rav Yaakov Baridi Om Rav Chanina Kol Shumi Chameshet HaMinim. If it's any of the five minim, obviously referring to the five minim of Dagan, so then, and when you finish eating it, I don't care, even if it's made out of spelt, you make the same boreminem and zonot. We're used to thinking of this only in terms of oats or barley or wheat, but the truth is, any of the chameshet binim, and you begin with boreminem and zonot, so b'rachachat b'en shalosh. Omer Rabba Bar Mori, Omer Yeshua Ben Levi. Another klal is, anything of the shivat haminim, if you ask, isn't this the Mishnah? No, because the Mishnah only mentioned three things. Comes along Rabbi Shuban Levi to say, or any of the Shivat HaMinim. What is this Bracha Achat Mi'en Shalosh? Can you tell me the exact Nusach? Well, if you're talking about Aperi De'et, so what do you say? Ala Eitz, Valpriya Eitz, Valtruvat HaSader, Ve'aler Etzchemda Tovar Chavashin Chaltal Avotenu, Lechor Mirpiya, Lisboa Mituva. So notice what do we have over here. We have, first of all, Birkat HaZan. We talk about what we're eating, Truvat HaSader. Then we talk about Eretz Yisrael, which is Birkat HaAretz, Eretz Chemda Tovar Chava. And then we talk about, in the end of the... And then, of course, we have the bracha of Hoda'ah, and then we have Rachem Hashem Lekano Yisrael Amecha V'Hashem Yirecha V'al Migdashecha V'al Mizbechecha, and then V'tivnei Yerushalayim Yir Kachefeh B'mirav Yaminu V'alainu Tochav Samchinu Ba. That's the third bracha, the peace of Yerushalayim, and then Ki'ata Tov V'Beitiv Lakol, that's Birkat HaTov Amitiv. So actually, as the Shita points out, that means we have four brachot here, all four brachot. So we have the Birkat Azan, we have the Birkat Haaretz, and we have the Birkat Bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, and then we have the Bracha of Atov Meitiv. Why then do we call it Bracha Achat Mi'en Shalosh? It's really Bracha Achat Mi'en Arba. Meshitas Masbir, because it really is Bracha Achat Mi'en Arba, but its Chashivut is just like the Birkat HaMazon. We call the Birkat HaMazon Shalosh Brachot, because those are the Hikr Shalosh. It was only after Yavna that we added on with the story of Beitar, so we added on Atov HaMitiv. So we're not going to be Kovei Adeshem as Bracha Achat Mi'en Arba, just like we call Birkat HaMazon Shalosh Brachot.
First three of the
Araita? First three of the Araita, or they have Mekorot in the Araita. And now this piece, V'chotem Ala Aretz V'Ala Mechya, is an insert. It's not from the Gemara. And it's clear from the following question. And how are you chotim? Michta baban machtim. So kiyat revdimi omar rav chotim. Rav used to be chotek on Rosh Chodesh. Baruch mikadesh Yisrael. Now, that meant that he held that even though normally we say, mitzvot, chavilot, chavilot, you have to be careful not to mention two different issues in one, but to say, Mikadesh Yisrael, Roshei Chodeshim, is not two different things. Because the Kiddush of Yisrael is what makes Kiddush on Rosh Chodesh possible. So therefore, Hachamai, would we view the different issues mentioned here as being chavilot, or are they all interrelated? Rav Chisda says, you say, two things, according to Rav, ala aretz val peroteha, because those are not two things. It's actually the aretz, which is motzi perot, just like it's Yisrael, who is mekadesh hakodesh. And Rabbi Yochanan says, well, you say ala aretz val perot, not val peroteha. Om Rav Amram, well, they're not arguing. One is referring to we who live here in Bavel, and that's Rav Chisda, and Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. This is ridiculous. They're the ones who are eating the perot of Eretz Yisrael, but we're the ones who are making the perot of Eretz Yisrael. Al Eretz Val Perotea, and Rabbi Yochanan says Al Eretz Val Perot. Does that make sense? Ela Apov, you're right. Reverse it. Rav Chisda said Al Eretz Val Perot. Rabbi Yochanan said Al Eretz Val Perotea. This was explained that each group used to be talking to the Talmidim that came from the other place. That's how it got reversed. So Rabbi Yochanan was talking to his Talmidim who would come from Bavel, you know, spend a year in Yishuvat HaKotel. And he would tell them, okay, so you're supposed to sell it, what a big road. Of course, all the people that came from Eretz Yisrael to pick up the Torah of Bavel, they were learning about business. He would tell them. So the epoch was when they were not teaching in Yishuvat HaKotel. And that tells us his master. Omer of Yitzhak Bar Avodimi Yishum Rabbeinu. Al habeav haminekuf, on eggs and on meat. Betchilam avar shakol, ol abesov bereid fashot. But when you eat vegetables, you do not make any bracha achrona at all. Yarkalo. Rabbi Yitzchak says, even on vegetables, you can say bereid fashot. But I mean, certainly not just on a cup of Coke. Avomayalo. Ruf papama, even on water, you would say a bereid fashot. Marzutra used to follow Rav Yitzchak Bar Avodimi, and he would make bereid fashot only on things like eggs and meat. Rav Shimi Barashi Avadok Rav Yitzchak, and he would follow Rav Yitzchak, who said even veggies. And the way to remember who was what is that one holds like two, and two holds like one, because basically what happened over here is that Marzutra was one. We don't mention his father name. Okay? He went like Rav Yitzchak Bar Avodimi, who was two. And Rav Shimi Barashi was two, was of it, Rav Yitzchak, who was one. We didn't mention his father's name. Omer Rav Ashi, I'll tell you, I'm not like really heavy duty big on this, but when I remember to make a bracha achrona, so then I'll do it on anything, you know. But I very often don't remember. But if I put my mind to it, kimat krana, avina kakula, I'll even say a bracha nefashos on water. But it's not like this kind of thing that you have to, you know, sit there, tell your kids, did you make a bracha achrona? If you remember, you made a bracha achrona. So this basically was totally more bibinaga, he held. And it's not something that's an actual chiyuv. It's not. Now, this is interesting because the Mishnah, and remember we had the whole Perek Anita, which was everything that is X is Y, but not everything that Y is X. So here we have anything that requires a sof bracha after eating it, for sure requires a bracha before eating it. However, there are things that may require a bracha lefanav that do not require a bracha l'acharav. Now, I'm confused because according to Yitzchak Bar Avodimi, this is great. I mean, this an example would be veggies. No bracha afterwards, but definitely a bracha before. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, this would be water. Requires a bracha before, but no bracha nefeshot afterwards. But according to Rav Papa, there's no such thing. Because even water requires a bracha nefeshot. So what is the Mishnah coming to tell me there? Lafukimai. Mitzvot. You make a bracha on a mitzvah, you don't make a bracha when you finish the mitzvah. And how about according to Bnei Ma'arava? Who are Mevarchim after they take off their tefillin? They always say, Asher kideshonu mitzvosav etzivonu lishmor chukav. And many Rishonim hold that this was just an indication of all of the mitzvahs, not just, because otherwise we should have said that, well, it's other mitzvahs, not tefillin. If we're asking for them, it appears that they did this with all mitzvahs. So then what would it exclude? Reichani. Do you ever hear anybody smelling the besamim and then they can burn the fashas after the besamim? No. That's what it's referring to. Om Rav Yanai, Om Rav, Kol Shuk Beitza, let me tell you something. If you're eating something that's the size of a beitza, then the heck with it, just have an egg. Because the egg's better. More nourishing, more balanced, healthy nutrition. That's the way to go. This was a paid political advertisement from the egg.
It's the good cholesterol.
It's the good cholesterol, exactly. Kiyata Ravin Amar, let me tell you even more. Tava Beyata Negulgalta. You got it just a second. Negulgalta is when you can twirl the egg and the yolk won't move around in it, and therefore it'll spin. And that's, you could get that right at the beginning where it's still soft-boiled egg. So one of those is better than 60 bowls of cereal. What are you wasting your time eating cereal? Have a soft-boiled egg for breakfast. The author of Dimi Omar, look, you know, it really depends how you make your eggs. So, Taba Beyuta Megugota, yes, that's from six. Six bowls of cereal, sorry. Shita. That's as good as shita. Matvita is arabak. So if it's hard and it's been broiled, it's as good as four. if it's hard-boiled, that's just good. So then the rule would be anything the size of an egg, better keep the egg. Unless, of course, you have to get a piece of steak the size of an egg. The steak's better. Lovarvi bistro. Rabbi Akiva Omer, even if you ate veggie stew. What? Veggie stew is enough to make a real meal out of it. You could say the achalta v'savata, mihika mini davishalek, is pure mazon. I'm not sure your mama never told you about Brussels sprouts. I mean, this is heavy-duty stuff. So having some spleen, that's great for your teeth to chew on, but it's not good for your tummy to swallow. On the other hand, leeks. Now, leeks are not good to chew on, but they're good to have in your tummy. The general rule is a raw veggie makes you a little bit green too, meaning yellow. Anything that's a little too small, when it hasn't matured yet, maktin, that keeps you small. Kol nefesh, meshivat nefesh. If you're eating something that is close to liveliness, we'll talk about that, it brings your soul back. Kol korov nefesh, if it's something that is close to the place of living, which is the makom hashchita, brings back a soul. And a kruv is great for nourishment. So that's Brussels sprouts, those type of things. Tradin, and spinach. That's great for your health. And oilola bayich alefet over at the toho, but a house full of turnips, woe to that home. Now we're going to go over all of this. Oh, mama, spleen's good for your teeth, bad for your tummy. Okay, so what do you do? Simple. Chew the spleen and spit it out. Creation, which are leeks, are bad for your teeth, but good for your tummy. Okay, what do you do? Simple. Swallow without chewing. Of course, how are you going to digest it? Boil it up. Well, before. Lishkalina, valivni, and that we don't have to grind it with your teeth, so it won't damage your teeth. Ko yerek chai morik, raw veggies give you jaundice. Omer Yitzchak, no, that's not normal. That's referring to a guy just gave blood in a blood drive, and now it's the first thing he eats. Over there, yeah, that'll turn you yellow. So b'suda rishona shalachar hakaza. Omer Yitzchak, ko ocho yerek kodem arba sha'ot. A guy eats veggies before 4 hours in the day. It's us to even talk to somebody like that. He smells terrible. My time, Mishum Reicha, do not speak to such a person. On Rabbi Yitzchak, it's usher to eat Yerek Chai Kodem Arba Shalit. Now, Amemar Mazudra and Rav Ashi were all sitting together. They hadn't had breakfast, and they bring them Yerek Chai before Arba Shalit. Amemar Rav Ashi eat anyway, and Mazudra refuses to eat. So they say to him, fancy, fancy, my Daitcha, why did you refuse to eat? Because Omer Yitzchak, kol ocho yerek kodem arba sha'ot, asur l'saperim lenu, because you're not allowed to talk to someone. Well, we ate, and you're talking to us. You could have eaten already yourself. I mean, with this type of inconsistency. So, va'anan kachilna, and you're talking to us. V'kom ishtoi ba'adein. Omer lehu, wow, you got it wrong. I was passing like the other of Yitzchak. And the other of Yitzchak just said, asur l'adam shiocho yerek kodem arba sha'ot. He didn't say anything about us to talk to them. I keep the law, man. Kol katan maktin, Omer Rav Chista. When we say katan, we mean katan relative to its ultimate growth. Even it's like a very good thing. You buy a gedi, barzuza, little gedi, but you'd say, but that's really good, isn't it? No, it's still maktin. V'lo arma the let be riva. It's only if it hasn't gotten to a fourth of its growth. Eat be riva let lamba. It's not a problem. Kol nefesh meshiv nefesh. Anything that's really lively. Omer Rav Papa, this is Gildani de Begili. This is even like the little fish that swim near the shore between the reeds. Yes, you think, okay, what's the point? Richie always throws those back, refuses to take them. I keep telling him that's the best part, but it's too hard to prepare. But Lamaisa, it's still something that is lively, you know? And even though it's small, but it's fully grown. Kola karov lanefesh, meshivat lanefesh, Omer Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that refers to the unka, that refers to the neck. Simple meaning, it's based on the Gemara in Chulin, is because it's close to the Makom Shechita, which follows the next piece of Gemara. Omer le'rov le'shami, ki ma'atita le'yumtza le'bisra, when you go to the butcher shop, you bring me a piece of meat, terach v'ati le'me'echa de'mikrav le'bei baruch. Please try your best to get me a piece that is closest to the place where they said the bracha, meaning closer to the Makom Shechita, that's Makom that, where the chiyut went out, where the bleeding was. Kruv is great for mazon, And spinach is great for refuah. Well, what is that supposed to mean? Kruv is only good for mazon? Kruv is not good for refuah? This is outrageous. I'm not talking about Baba Mises here. I'm talking about refuatan refuah. This is the real thing, man. Six things will help you. And this is kruv. Uh-huh. Apparently it's a refuah. Tered, back to our Popeye. Mesisim, which many learn means zater. Dvash. Keva, heret of a female animal, and the oteret hakaved, the diaphragm. So how can you say it's not good for refuah? Well, I didn't say it's not good for refuah. I said it's even good for mazon. That's the way it should say it, not only for mazon. So kruv af lamazon. And then you say, oilo labayicha lefet overet petocho, woe to a home that has dancing turnips through it. Didn't Rava say to his valet, let me tell you something, man. You go out there to that marketplace and you see them selling turnips, don't you dare come home and say there was nothing good to eat. So, lo temeli b'maikarach tarif, to never ask, what are we going to make for a meal? Omrabai, that's referring to turnips without a little bit of meat. You put a little meat in it, then it's kishmak, and then it doesn't damage you. Rava says, what meat? Wine. You cook your turnips in a little wine. That was what is good for turnips. Itmar Rava, mar bibli basar, shmul mar bibli etzim. Well, the problem with turnips is that people don't have enough fuel to cook them properly. If you got enough fuel, they'd seem. You don't need to put anything else in your turnips. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Mibli Yayin. Omele Rav Papa. So Rav said to Rav Papa, because Rav Papa was the big beer maker, and Rav Papa was not very big on wine, obviously. I mean, those are the competitors. Rav Papa was big on beer. And when I say he was big on beer, I mean very big on beer. So Rava always used to call Rav Papa, it was just a play on words, Sudani. A Sudani is a beer maker, but a Sudani is also Maram, is the Soda Hashem L'Reyab. So he used to call him Sudani on both levels. You know, people like us, that we deal with wine, not like you slobs, with your beer. So Anan Tavina like the Bistra of a Chamer, we have a little bit of snow, of Lefet. That's how we eat it. But you poor folks, Talona Fishalahu Khamra, you don't have much wine. But my Tavritullah, what do you do with your turnips? Amalai Batsivi, you don't have to do anything with turnips. We're rich around here, energy rich. The beat of the Rav Papa. Rav Papa's own wife bought to the Mavashala after she was finished cooking her turnips. Then she would cook her turnips. Tavala Batsman and Upi Parsiata. She had 80 logs she would throw into the oven, one after the other, to keep this thing really on for a long time. Tana Rabbanan, dag katan, little herring that has been salted, it's sometimes deadly poisonous. Ba'amim shu meimit. You have to know when it was salted. 7 days from salting, 17 days from salting, 27 days from salting, and some say 23 days from salting. It's deadly. But of course, that's only lo amon ela b'matve v'lo matve. It's only if you had broiled it, but not completely, so it's semi-cooked. But if it was matve shapir, you don't have to worry about it. And even lo matve shapir, even if it hadn't been properly cooked, this is only where you didn't have a little bit of beer afterwards. If you had some beer afterwards, it can't hurt you. Hashota mayim litzma'o, somebody drinks water for his thirst. Well, why the heck else are you drinking water for? Obviously, if you're drinking, you must be thirsty. Lafuke mai, omer vidi baravan, really. And how about if you're choking on something? Lafuke man de chanakte unta. Do you make that bracha before you choke? That's the question. No, you just drink the water. Rabbi Tarfon omer. It means, of course, yeah, for refuah as well, pistol. That's how the Rambam brings it. Any purpose which is other than natural satisfaction of thirst. Rabbi Tarfon omer, borei nefashot rabot v'chesronan, omer le rova baravkonin le abaye, or some say le Rav Yosef. And how do we paskin? Omar Lay, we paskin like what people do. I don't know. Go out and see what people do. Pok chazi mayam adavar. What is the minag? And in fact, the minag of the world today is to say a shakal before, and the borei nefashot rabot after. Hadron alok ketzad mevorchim. Shlosh shachlu keachat chayavim lezamin, to be continued on Motzei Shabbat at. What? Me? You can meet it. I'm a Maliach, Hikar, Pat, Vela? Omer, Vach, Beredo, Rav, Avira, Meravashi? Yes. Let's say, Ochle, Perot, Ginosar, Shanu. Omer, Rabba, Barba, Chanak, Yavazin, Baturit, Rav, Yochan, Echo, Perot, Ginosar. Let me tell you something, these were so big. They're called Mea Minava Makru Tsanabatlata Sabi. We ate the whole thing. Veokalu Umishtaba de lo toim ziyuna. Ziyuna sagataita. I mean, lo halam zoina. Rabbi Avo Okala Devi Shorik like Dudva mea pute. Rabami Ravasi Avakli ad notar mazayu. Rab Shimon ben Lakish Avakal ad the morid. And then always Rabbi Yochanan would have to call the cops. He would phone up the Benesia. They tied him up and dragged him back home. Almighty Levite. Kiyot Rav Dimi Amar, Ira Chatai Tala Liyanai HaMelech Bar HaMelech, Shoyu Motzimi Menashishim Ribu Safli Tirit HaKot Zitainim, Mi'erev Shabbat Li'erev Shabbat. Kiyot Rav Dimi Amar, Ila Nechata Yala Liyanai HaMelech Bar HaMelech, Shoyu Moridimi Menor Aboim Sa'a Gozalot, Mi'shalosh Brechot Pachodesh. Kiyot Rav Yitzchom, Ira Chatai Taberet Yisrael, The Guf Nitshma, Shoyu Bashmonim Zugot, Achim Kohanim, Nisrim Lashmonim Zugot, Achayot Kohanot, Inve Agefen, Begufnit, Ubotko Rabbana Bisurva Nardo, Velo Ashkech Uba Bar, Mibnotit Rav Chisda, who were deceiving the Rami Barchama Maruk, Barchama, but I mean, that's not really a comparison, because Avagav, the Ini Avekahanta, Ino Lo Avekahani. Amarav, Kol Suda Shem Ba Melach, Ina Suda. Amarav, Barav, Amar Yochro, Suda Shem Ba Tzarif, Ina Suda. Okay, Navim Tain Ivarimonim Avarakim Shalosh Brachot Ivarangam Liavakomim Brachakmin Shalosh. Rabbi Akiva Omer Afilaka Shelek Vumizono Bavarakalov Shalosh Brachot. Hashot Amayim Litzmao Bavarak Shakol Niabidvaro Rabbi Tarfon Omer. He works before Borin Fashaprabhat Fakasunan. My time in the Ram Liyam says you need all three brachot. On even Shivat Aminim, Dichtiv Eretz Chita Vesora, Eretz Hashalob Miskenut Ochav Olechem, V'achat V'savatu V'eretz Hashem Alkecha. V'Rabbanan, so why does it say Eretz Hashalob Miskenut? Yivsika Inyan. V'Rabban Gamliel Nami, Eretz Yivsika Inyan? No. Aumi Boilin Namote Akos says it Achita. Omri V'Yakob Arira, Omri B'chanir Koshim, V'chameshit Aminim, B'tchila Mavarech L'Borei Minei Mizonot, Ula B'sof B'varech Achat, The Mishnah is just an example, but the truth is kosher mishivat aminim. The tchila mavarech bori priya eitz ula besof bracha achat mi'en shalosh. Omalei abayel of dimi. What is the bracha achat mi'en shalosh? Omalei apiri de eitz. You say. Ala eitz va priya eitz va tenuvat asadeh ve la retzchem dat tovah rechava shinchat ala avotenu lecha mivyel zvon mituva rachem Hashem lokenu ha-Yisrael amecha va Yerushalayim yireh ויום מקדשך ומזבחך ותבנה ירושלים מרקדשך מערב יומנו ויעלינו בתוכה וסמכינו בה כי אתה טוב ומיטיב פורט ברכה לכל תחמשת המינים על המחיה, על הכלכלה, על תורת השדה and insert proper from בהק חותם על הארץ ועל המחיה מיכתם במאי חתם כי אתה רב דימי אמר רב יסמיכת בראש חודש בורך מקדש ישראל ורשי חודשים. What would he do over here? Rav Chista Amar al Oretz Val Pirotea, Rav Yochanan al Oretz Val Pirot. Amar Barav Or Pligi Alan Valohu Matkev Lav Nachra Yitzchak. What do you mean? Inu Akvei Pirot Yesh Yisrael, but we're Mavarech. Ela Epoch. Rav Chista Amar al Oretz Val Pirot. Rav Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael said al Oretz Val Pirotea. Amar Rav Yitzchak Barav Adimim Shum Rabbeinu al Abayav al Minikuf Rav Basar B'tchila Mavarech Shakol Nia B'dvaro Olo B'so Borein Vashad Rabot. But Yerek? Nah, no bracha afterwards. Rav Yitzchak Amar Afilu Yerek? But water? Nah, no bracha afterwards. Rav Yitzchak Amar Afilu Maya Marzur Trovik Rav Yitzchak Barav Adimi and Rav Shimi Barashi Ovek Rav Yitzchak. Now you should know that Siman Ech is very simple. Chad Ketrei V'trei Kechad Amar Rav Ashi Ana Zimna the Chimat Karna Avin the Kakul. So look, a bishop of Yitzchak bar Avadim, it's very simple. Lafuke Yerek. According to Yitzchak also, it could be Lafuke Maya. But according to Papa, everything has a bracha l'acharav. So Lafuke Maya, Lafuke Mitzvot. And what about the Bnei Ma'arova, who bought the Misalke Tefilayum Bevorach Asher Kishanam Tavitzivanu Lishmor Chukav. So then, lafuki mai, lafuki reichani. Om Rabbi Yadai, Om Rav Korshu, ki beitza, beitza tova mimena. Ki ata Rav Namatava, beyat begulgalta, mishita kaisi sulta. Ki ata Rav Dimi, Om Artava, beyat begulgalta, mishita matvita. Sorry, mishita. Matvita is me arba. Mevushalta, korshu ki beitza, beitza tova mimena. But not when it comes to steak. Rabbi Akiva, Om Rafilo, achal shelek. What? Shalek mi kabili habi shalek bezonik om Ravashi sure kelak shol kruv ton rabbanu techo yiz yafel shidaim bekashel bnei miayim krisha bekashim shidaim yafin bnei miayim kol yerek chay morik vecho katan maktin vecho nefesh meshivat hanefesh vecho karov lenefesh meshivat hanefesh kruv is great for mazon tradin is great for refuah oyel olabayit shalefet overet betocho. So what do you do? So what do you do? Without grinding with your teeth. Not all the time. Don't even talk to him. My time mishum reicha. Vom Rav Yitzchak asur l'adam sheocha yerek chay kodem 4 shaot. Now amim ha-marzut Rav Ashi ha-vayatvei. Aitek amayu yerek chay kodem 4 shaot. Amim ha-Rav Ashi echol. And marzut alo achal. Omru lei, so my daitchei. Dom Rav Yitzchak kolo ocha yerek kodem 4 shaot. Asur l'saper imena mishum reicha. La 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 la. Ananda kachina v'komishtaina ba'adein. Call a korav lenefesh beshivat hanefesh. Omre v'akav b'Yakov like unka. Omre rova l'shami ki my tita liumtsa de bitzra. Do me a favor and trach. Vayti l'miyech de mikrav l'bei baruch. Kruv l'mazon tradin l'refuah. What do you mean kruv l'mazon in not l'refuah? But then is shishad varim rapin atacholam ichal yo urfuatan refuah ve'eluim. Kruv trodim may sisin dvash keva heret viotarta kaveid. Elema kruv is even the mazon. Oil on a bite shall lefet overet betocho. Any varma le rova la shame ki chazita lifta bashuka never say ba my karichta rifta. Omar abaye, that means b'mili basar, it's bad for you. Rova mer bibli yain. Itma rava mer bibli basar, shmona mer bibli eit sim. Rav Yochanan amar bibli yain. Only reveler of Papa. Sudani, you know, we guys who can afford wine instead of that stuff you sell. Anant avin la bebizu v'chamra. But what do you poor guys do? Aton elon afishu la v'chamra b'mayt avritula. Amr alay betzivi. Ki ad abitadar of Papa, batar the mavashla, tarvala her turnips betamanan upi parsiata. Ton rabbana, da katan maliach is sometimes deadly. B'shiva asar, b'esrim b'shiva, and some say b'esrim b'shlosha, but that's only b'matve v'lo matve. But if it was matve shaper l'shlamba, and even the lo matve, it's still okay as long as you drink. Lo aron, lo shata batre, some good beer, lo shata batre shichra, let lamba and kavachoner, kragimor. V'ashotem mayim litzma'o, what do you mean litzma'o, lafuki mayim? How about if you're choking on something? Yeah? So if you get a man to chanak the umta, Rabbi Tarfner, Borina Vashet Rabot Kesudan, Amale Rava Baruchan Labaye, Amale Rabbi Yosef, and Yochata Mai, Amale Yochata Pokhazi Mai Amadeber.
Today's daf is that Mem Dalet. We're holding at the Mishnah right on top. Something salty now is brought in front of the, we're talking about the Seder of the Sanhedrin, the Mishnah says. So you make a bracha on the herring, and then you don't have to make a bracha on the bread. Well, that's pretty amazing. Well, we got to find out what kind of herring the Gemara is going to have. Shapat feilalo, zeklal kosher hu ikar v'imot tefeila, v'horech ala ikar v'poterat tefeila, even sometimes the tefeila could be pat. Ask the Gemara, what is such a thing? Ikar v'pat tefeilalo, you're telling me that sometimes the herring could be so good that the bread is considered to be tefeila for the herring. That's rather amazing. That's true. The herring is indeed amazing. You know, I don't think I got around to thanking you for your Purim herring. Amazing. In any event, how is it possible such a thing? All along we've been taking for granted. Commission, we need dog on the pot. All of a sudden, herring is more important than pot. How could it be? Om Ravacha, the Raider of Avir Om Ravashi, we're not talking about a normal case. Tosfos learns that we're still talking about herring. The only thing is, what did you eat before the herring? Rashi learns that we're now changing the pshat in the Mishnah, Maliach, to refer to something else, not herring. So Om Ravashi here, it's talking about Bo'ochle Perod Ginosarsha. We're talking about a case in which people ate the perot of the Kinneret. And those perot, Rashi learns, we're talking about the maliach is those perot. They were so incredibly sweet that they used to have to put salt on them, otherwise you're saying from the sweetness. Tosfos learns that after eating these perot, you know, sar, you'd have to have some salted herring just because otherwise, I mean, like a, you know, the sweetness is just completely, your mind is ready to go. So there, in that case, the herring indeed is the ikar, and the bread you're only eating to be able to eat the herring. But the whole ikar wasn't eating the herring because you just finished eating perot ginosar. So my Tosfos is concerned with the question of why wouldn't the perot ginosar after everything. He says it's talking about that you didn't have that part in front of you, you bring it afterwards. From there, we actually revise this halacha lemaisa in the ikar and tefila relationship. That a ikar that is not yet present, or you start eating and then they bring the ikar afterwards, in that case, we don't have the ikar tefila relationship. It has to be in front of you at the time that you make it. Okay, so we have two approaches here. It's very interesting that the Shulchan Aruch brings the case of Tosfos, but doesn't say that it's talking about that you ate perot ginosar and metikos before, which of course is only the Tosfos is limiting it to where the Mishnah Berurah says that the Mishnah Berurah just adds in as a Dover Pashut based on our circuit. And in a case where someone had eaten something exceedingly sweet, find that sometimes you need a salted pretzel or something after eating a lot of too much acorn, so on. Salted pepper pretzel breaks the power of the sweetness. It gets overwhelming sometimes. I'm a rabbi bar Bachanak. I was in a batrader of Yochan, Omecho Perot Ginosar. We used to follow Rabbi Yochan, and he had this fantastic habit of going out and collecting Perot Ginosar. Of course, he sent his Talmidim out to do the collecting. So if there were 100 Talmidim with him, each one would gather 10 apiece and bring him 1,000 pairs. If we only had 10 Talmidim, then each one would collect 100. The Chol Me'aminayah, the Makhlut Tana Batalat Asai, these perot were so big that you could put into an entire bushel basket, just 3 saw, you could only put 100 of these fruit. Okay, so there he was with 10 bushels of fruit in front of him, and he starts munching. And of course, Rabbi Yochanan, like Rav Papa, had quite a girth, as the Gemara tells us over. So he could munch a lot. Anyway, he finished 1,000 of these. The Yochalu, he would finish them all up, umishtabeh, and he would swear after all that, the lo toyim ziyuna, that he hadn't had any nourishment. Ziyuna, Zalkataita, what do you mean? Certainly, Perot or Mezin. No, in other words, Mizona. Yeah, he didn't feel in any sense that he was filled. I mean, this was all like sweets. You know, he was eating, you know, what are you eating? Trick cereal? You're supposed to get full on this? I mean, it's maybe it's very sweet and pleasant, but I still need some food. Rabbi Abu, Ochelad, Sharik, like Dudva, Miafute. Rabbi Abu ate so much that he would eat in the season. Would eat so many of these fruits that his forehead was so slippery that a fly would slip off if it tried to land on his forehead.
Isn't this, what's the word we have?
Rav Tanuta. But he looks like he's a little bit overly indulgent. That's something else. Rav Tanuta is that he grabs food. Garga is that he takes foods where it's improper for him to take. It is more like a Rav Tanuta. But this was the tremendous chavivus of the Perot versus Roman. You know, they didn't do this every day. You know. Ravami Bravasi would go out and collect so many of these and eat Adonatur Mazayah. The hair would fall out there because they wouldn't eat so much of it. Reb Shimon ben Lakish used to eat it until he got totally drunk. Ademari. I mean, he would go really bananas. He was a dangerous guy. I mean, having been, of course, in charge of the mafia at one time, he didn't want Reb Shimon ben Lakish running around out of control. So Reb Yochanan used to send a fax over to the Benazia and have a Mishadli. Reb Yonasiya Balushi Abatra. They used to send the cops after. afterwards to tie him up and bring him calmly back to his house. We might have elevated him until he would cool down. He certainly couldn't have him running around like this.
This is the first case of shame.
That's amazing. People. He also revealed me. Omar, you're a chate pedo liyana yamelech bahar amelech. Dang about the perils, very troll. Let me tell you something. There was one city that Yana Yamelech had. Shoyu Motimi mena shishim ribu sifle tarit lekotetze ta'ini. Mirav Shabbat, Mirav Shabbat. There was so much fruit there that the food that they used to have to supply to the workers that were the collectors of the Ta'inim, they needed 600,000 containers of chopped herring every single week just to keep these guys going. And I mean, this is just the fuel. Imagine what they were collecting. Tiyat Rabin Amar, Ilan Echad Ayalel Yana. It was a famous tree. This tree was absolutely wild. Oyu Moridim Imenu Arba'im Sa'ab Gozalot Mishalosh Brechot Bachodesh. They used to collect so many chicks from that one tree, young birds, I mean, they had every single month, 40 sa'ah, three cycles of eggs. Tiyaz Rav Yitzchak Omar, Ir Achat Haita Beretz Yisrael V'Gufnit Shema. They used to call it Gufnit, probably Hashem Im Ve'Hagefen, Im Ve'Hagefen, or Eshtecha Ki Gefen Poriya, different Ramazim for this. Shayu Ba'Shmonim Zugot Achim Kohanim, Nisuim L'Shmonim Zugot Achayot Kohanot. But in this case, they had 80 families in which 80 brothers had married 80 sisters from the other families, and that way they kept it all in the family. I don't want to miss the kahuna and, you know, water it down at all. And to find another, I mean, they're interested, like, is this a common occurrence? They did some statistics in the census, to see whether in Babel you had something like this. So they checked the entire Babel. The only case that they found were Reb Chista's daughters. Reb Chista's daughters were married to Rami Bar Chama and Ukva Bar Chama. So there you had two sisters that were married to two brothers from important families. But over there, even though the women were Kohantot, the sons were not Kohanim. In the entire Babel, you couldn't come up with one equivalent case of a single city in Eretz Yisrael that had 80 such cases. Now that's saying something. Omar Rav, talking about salting a little bit. Kol su'uda she'im b'melach in a su'uda. I mean, you don't have any salt in a su'uda. It's not a su'uda. That's just entertainment. Omar Rav, Chiyah Barav, Omar Rav Yovel, kol su'uda she'im b'sorif in a su'uda. There's nothing that, like a soup, or something that you can drink. That's a tafshil, is also not really a satisfying meal. So here you eat various minim of the Shirat HaMinim of Eretz Yisrael. Mivarech acharehen shalosh barachot divrei Rav Gamliel. As we saw earlier, Rabbi Gamliel Shita, we saw before that anything which is from the Shivat HaMinim requires Birkat HaMazon at the end. V'chachamim omrim, bracha achat, all you do is you say bracha achat, mi'en shalosh, and you're yod. For we call alamich. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilo ochal chala, v'hum mezono, v'lorech alav shalosh brachot. Rabbi Akiva says, forget about the Shivat HaMinim. You eat a stew, even a vegetable, and that is what is making you full. You have to say Birkat HaMazon on that. Anybody's going to ask, what do you find a vegetable to? That is via. Somebody who's drinking water when he's thirsty. Tomorrow's going to be Madaik. Why does it say when he's thirsty? I mean, what else are you drinking for? Mivarech shakol nihyeh bidvaro. Rabbi Tarfon omer borei nefashot rabot v'chesronan. According to Rabbi Tarfon, you say a borei nefashot before drinking water. Not shakol. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim melech haolam shakol nihyeh bidvaro. I hope Rabbi Tarfon won't be upset.
Shakol was before?
Before, yeah.
What did you say after
the question before? Well, I'll say a bracha after. We'll see. This happens all too often. We're going to have to get you a little side table over there. After having just determined the outcome of the summit conference in Waco, my time at Rabbi Gamliel, the Tiv Eretz Chitav Sora, Eretz Asher Lo Bivskinu Tochal Balechem, V'Yachalta V'Savata V'Rachtas, Hashem Elokecha. Mashmaud being that V'Yachalta V'Savata V'Rachtas is a reference to all of the above. Chitav Sora, Yefen, Rimon, the Tein, and all the works. Whereas Rabbanan say, now, wait, if that were the case, then why did it say in the middle, Eretz Asher Lo Bivskinu Tochal Balechem? Isn't that a new beginning? So in other words, it's telling you, let's start discussing bread. Eretz Asher Lo Bivskinu Tochal Balechem, V'Yachalta. So the lechem is lo b'miskenut, and from that lechem you will feel fulfilled. Is that going all the way back to the chit of Israel? From Gamliel, Nami Eretz Yisika Inyan. Isn't that a valid point, Rabbi Gamliel? No, says Rabbi Gamliel. It's simply clarifying. Remember that when it said chit of Israel, it hadn't been for the clarification of asher lo b'miskenut uchal b'lechem. You would have thought that munching on a chita would be sufficient also to be mechayev you on the Birkat HaMazon. Therefore, it needs to tell me that the aforementioned grains of the chita v'sora are dafka when they are in a state of lechem asher lo b'miskinut.
That's referring back to one of the
all of them.
One or two of the four that have seven anyway.
The two of the seven?
Two of the seven.
Well, no, this is telling you it's referring back to the seven. If you have anything of the Chamesh Tminei Dagan, B'tchilam B'varach Lo B'Rei Minei Mezunot. Well, B'sov Bracha Achat Me'in Shalosh. Omer Rabba B'Amori, Omer B'Yishuv Enlevi Kosho Mishiv At Haminim. Even if the Peirot, B'tchilam B'varach B'Rei Pri Ha'etz, and B'sov B'varach Achat Me'in Shalosh. Two are the Shivat Haminim, yes, that's correct, but those two incorporate also the Sabishis. The Chamesh Haminim, but from the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael, it's only here at Chitza B'sov. Omer Habayal Rav Dimi, Maimi, who Bracha Achat Me'in Shalosh. What exactly is the nusach of this, what you're calling the bracha achat me'in shalosh? Amalei, it depends.
Well, no, just so the seven again.
The seven include the two, whereas the five are only a reference to the dogon and are not a reference to Perot Eretz Israel.
Right, so is he saying that all seven you may go create and go to keep the sword?
No.
Even though he's saying
shalosh? Yeah. He means any Perot from the Shiva Taminim. Amalei, abayel rav dimi, maimi, u bracha achat me'in shalosh. Amalei, al pire ha'eitz, ala eitz apri eitz atuvat asadeh v'aleretz chendat tovar rochava shinchat ala avotenu lechol mirpir yahu nizboa mituvarach ema Hashem lokinu ha Yisrael amdecha v'al Yerushalayim mirecha v'al mikdashecha v'al mizbachecha v'tibaneh Yerushalayim mir ha-kodesh mir v'yamenu alenu l'tocha v'samchenu ba, and so on. Of course there's some slight changes in the Gersaot over here. The Gra has first the al hamirche v'al kakola. We have it first, it doesn't discuss in our sugi at all the dinim of Geffen. We have to figure out the exactly whether to say ala Geffen v'al priya Geffen. Okay, he has gifts that include some of these things.
Is this the Kodesh
Nusach?
What do they say when they live in
Yerushalayim? Sure, it's the Kodesh Nusach.
What do they say in Yerushalayim before the
Chuppah? They said the same thing. Remember, they didn't view the second Beit HaMikdash as a real binyan, right? It was like we're still keeping Tisha B'Av. It was an interim binyan. But the idea of binyan Yerushalayim the way it's supposed to be, I mean, the same reason we say. We say binyan Yerushalayim, even though Yerushalayim is never as big as it is today. It's still Mubarak on binyan Yerushalayim. Understand it. Binyan Yerushalayim includes a lot more than skyscrapers. V'chotem, Aloretz V'alam Nifya. Then at the end of the bracha is the Aloretz V'alam Nifya, but how exactly, that's the closing. But the question over here is, you're not allowed to close a bracha with two different dishes. You must have one thing at the end of a bracha. So let's see, it comes to Zmanim, so we say Kadesh, both the Shabbos and Yom HaZikaron. It's because both of those things are dependent in the Kedusha Zmanim, so we view it as one thing. Do we say separately Aloretz and Nifya, or do we have to say one or the other? The Gemara wants to know, how about the actual closing of the Baruch Atah Hashem, where we close again? What do we say? Yasur Dimi Amarav, Chotim, well, he says, look, on Rosh Chodesh and Davening, you would say, Mekadosh Yisrov Rosh Chodeshim. Sometimes you've used those two things as one. How about over here? Achamai, do we say, Halo Aretz V'Ala Nechya, Halo Aretz V'Ala Peirot, or are those considered to be two completely different things? You said, in fact, it's one thing because the Aretz is Motsi Peirot. Rabbi Yochanan says, Halo Aretz V'Ala Peirot, on Rav Amram V'Lo Pligi, actually. They're not really arguing. Halan V'Alo, it depends if you're talking about Bavel. In Bavel, you say Halo Peirot. In Eretz Yisrael, you say Halo Peirot Teha. Well, that's really interesting. They do the eating, and we do the brachas. Rabbi Yochanan, you have the reverse shita over here. He said, Rabbi Chista sitting there in Bavel, he's saying, Al Aretz Val Perotea. Can you explain that? There is we eat, and they say, Al Aretz Val Perotea. That doesn't make much sense to me. Hello, April, I'm sorry, I got it backwards. Rabbi Chista in Bavel, he said, Al Aretz Val Perotea. Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael, said, Al Aretz Val Perotea. Om Rabbi Yitzchak Baruch Adimi Mishum Rabbeinu.
You have wine and you have all the works.
Right. Although, again, it doesn't mention this to Feirush. It tells us this is Bacharish over here. On the yain, you say, Hagefen, Free Hagefen. According to the Rambam, you only say even on wine. As well, you're not Miyaki, the Brock, a special Brock, the Chatima for yain. Notice the Gemara doesn't mention any of this Feirush in our Girsa. And the idea of the various meaning together, which we're shown to talk about, is because since in the end everything is coming back to Aretz. So the various expressions of Aretz are viewed as one thing, just like the Kiddush HaZman is viewed as one thing, even though it's Abbas and Rosh Chodesh.
So the
If you're only eating vegetables, you don't say any bracha at all after them. You don't make a bar nefashot. Rav Yitzchak Amar Afilu Yarka, even vegetables need a bracha after them, a bar nefashot. Avu Maya lo, if you're just drinking, you don't need a bar nefashot. Rav Papa Amar Afilu Maya. The Papa says, even water, you should make a bracha on the end. Now, Marzucha, he used to follow Rav Yitzchak Bar Avidimi's sack, that only on things that are chashev, like meat, eggs, and so on, not on vegetables. Rav Shimi Barashi, he would follow Rav Yitzchak Shat, that even on vegetables. Now, the way to remember, it's a little confusing because we have Rav Yitzchak Bar Avidimi and we have Rav Yitzchak. The way to remember it is very simple. It's one did like two, and two did like one. Because Rav Yitzchak Bar Avidimi is two. It mentions him and his father. Rav Yitzchak is one. And Marzutra is one, and Rav Shimi Barashi is two, as mentioned to Father. So all you got to do is remember that we've got two names that are two, and two names that are one. But the one followed the two, and the two followed the one. If that hasn't sufficiently confused you as a Siman, I don't know. Omer Ravashi. Anna, I'll tell you my minig is like this. The Chimat Karana, if I manage to remember, so then I make a burden of fortress on everything, even on water. But only if I remember. Avina Kakulu. So actually, what he seems to be saying is that it clearly is not very much of a chovah when I remember. You know, I take the same thing about anything. You know? When I remember to put on tefillin, I put on tefillin. When I remember, if Shabbos, so that actually the Siddur of Rashi brought this way, that he writes that Brocha Brain Pashon, but he writes that it's a minig. It's not a field. And this seems to be the marker. In other words, because I'm doing it as a minig, so when I remember, I do. It. And it was, I'm Badafka telling you, I'm not mocked to view it as a chova. You know, my head is straight. I'll do it. Now, kosher ta'un bracha la'acharad. Ta'un bracha lefanav. But, yesha ta'un bracha lefanav. Ve'in ta'un bracha li'acharad. This, as we already saw back in Yida, we've said this recently, that the klali, this was in our list of kol she, every X has a Y, but not every Y has an A, but a whole pair of those things. This was one of those things we just had in Yida. So, again, as the Gemara over there wanted to know, what exactly is this referring to? Obviously saying, there's something that has a bracha before, but doesn't have a bracha. Okay, according to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avidimi, it's clear what that is. It's vegetables. Vegetables are something that's kosher. You certainly make a bracha before. But since, according to Rav Yitzchak, you have the Rav Yitzchak Bar Avidimi, I mean, you have your akota, which you don't say a bracha after, that's what the Mishnah is referring to. And even according to Rav Yitzchak, who holds that you do make a burin of fashot on the vegetables, but he also would agree that if you drank a coke or something, then you wouldn't have to make a bracha afterwards. Oh, yeah. That's lafuke maya, which would be other types of shtia. But according to Rav Papa, who holds even after water, you make a burin of fashot, what is the Mishnah referring to? There are some things require a bracha before and not after. What's that? Lafuke mitzvot. That, even though you made a bracha before doing the mitzvah, you don't make a bracha after doing the mitzvah. Now, even though there are times when we are but say Kriyat HaTorah, where after saying the Aliyah you make a bracha, we have after the Kriyat HaMegillah or after Kriyat HaLel, we do have a bracha. Those are viewed as Birchot HaShema rather than Birchot HaMitzvah. We're talking over there more about the inyanim of giving Shevach V'Hodoyah HaKadosh Baruch Hu in general, but not on the Chiyuv of the mitzvah. So what about according to B'nai Ma'arava? Remember that in Eretz Yisrael they had a bracha from when they took off their tefillin. So b'ata d'misalki tefilayhu mevorchi asher k'dishanu v'mitzvotav etzimanu l'shmor chukav. So according to them, that means even on the berachat ha-mitzvot, you have a bracha after lafuke mai. So what then is the Mishnah referring to? Some things have a bracha before, not after. That's lafuke rechani. Let's tell me that berachat ha-reach, apparently because it leaves no impact on you, but you did it and it's over. You still have the food in you. So if you just smell, the moment the smell is gone, you have nothing left of it. You don't make a bracha afterwards. Tosis, remember, Tosis Yeshita, is that the B'nai Ma'arava made the bracha l'shmor chukecha only on that. And the reason they did that was because they held that the drasha of yamim yamima is that you're not allowed to wear tefillin at night. So in taking off your tefillin before, and they would wear tefillin all day. So in taking off your tefillin before nightfall, you were being shomer chukach shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who said to v'shamartam et ha-chukah hazot, miyamim yamima. So I'm making a bracha on that. Mashen came, we all that Lila is Mantvillin, and we don't wear it only because we're afraid you'll sleep with them. And furthermore, we don't wear tefillin all day, so when we take off Mantvillin, we're taking it off, not at a time where it's Shomer anything in particular. We don't have this bracha. Now, according to Tosis, who holds that that's what the bracha was, Tosis is bothered by the question, obvious question. So fine, so they had one mitzvah that they made a bracha afterwards. You could have said that the Mishnah is talking about all of the other mitzvahs. And indeed, because of that, Menir Chalotha Tosis, and hold that would be the Lishmor Chukup is an example. It's not that they only made the bracha on tefillin. On any bracha, any mitzvah that was over, they would make a bracha on the finish. Okay. Let me tell you something. If I eat something the size of a beitza, then there's nothing that you could eat that eating the beitza itself wouldn't be better for you. Instead of eating a piece of cake, take yourself an egg. Tiyasa Ravin Amar. When Ravin came, he said, you know, what we say is, Tava beyata mikugalta mishiti kaisesuta. One soft-boiled egg is better than 60
bowls full of solet. You have these guys who are going to eat solet for their cereal. 60 bowls wouldn't give you what a nice soft-boiled egg would give you. Tava beata negugata mi shita. It's better over here. He goes through the different stages of boiling. So negugata means just ready to roll. That's how you check to eat, that it's not liquid, so that the yolk can't roll around inside. So once it's boiled just sufficiently to be soft-boiled, you spin the egg. That's why we call it negugata. So a negugata is good, but it's as good as 6 bowls of cereal. I told you. Matvita. Now, if it's hard-boiled, that's as good as 4, okay? Mibushalta, now if you got it over here hard-boiled in a lot of water, that's what he was talking about, kosher debates of Etzatovaymeria. They took out half of the nourishment over there. I mean, it's one thing to poach an egg. Now boil it, I mean, what's going to be left in there? All right, but still, it's better than the equivalent size of any other food. Lavarmi bisra, unless you're talking about eating a kibetza worth of meat. Meat's got more nourishment in it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilo ochal shever, even if you ate some stew, and that was your meal, you'd have to make a full birkat hamazon. You're telling me there's some type of stew that is considered to be sufficient nourishment to be pure mazon? Sure, says Ravashi. Kelach shel kruv shano. Kelach shel kruv will do it anyway. I mean, that's it. Your mother didn't tell you to eat Brussels sprouts for nothing. Tana Rabbanan. Tchol, if you're going to eat some spleen, it's good for your teeth, but it's bad for your tummy. Kreishin, on the other hand, if you want to eat leeks, it's bad for your teeth, but it's good for your tummy. Now, ko yerek chai, if you eat raw vegetables, mori, it's going to turn you a little bit pale and, you know, yellowish in the face. Katan, anything that's not fully grown, maktin. That just cuts you down tight, you know? The whole nefesh meshivat nefesh. You got something that's really alive, puts your life back together again. We're going to explain each one of these. The whole karov nefesh, anything close to the site of life, meshivat nefesh brings your life back. Kruv is great for mazon. Trudin, borscht, of course, that's the best you can eat for pua. And woe to the house that's got turnips walking through it. All right, so let's go through each one of these. Oh, no. Chol is yatva shinayim v'koshel v'mayim. Okay. Now, what if a guy wants to have the value of spleen for his teeth? Maitakarte. So what's he supposed to do? He doesn't want to suffer in his stomach. Very simple. He can chew spleen, you see, and then you split it out without swallowing it. Then you get the dental floss advantage, but you don't have the disadvantage of the swallowing. Creation, we said, are bad for your teeth, so you don't want to be chewing on leeks. Heaven only knows what they'll do to your teeth coloration. But they're great for your stomach and digestion. What do? It's simple. You make a stew and you swallow it without chewing. That way you don't have a problem on your teeth. Ko yerek chai mori. We say raw vegetables. We're not talking about any time you eat raw vegetables. We're talking about a guy who's a little bit pale as it is. He just came out and given 2 pints to Magen David Adom. And now he's eating his first sukkudah. Not a good idea to have a raw pepper. And that's not what we're talking about. But in general, there's no problem. The Omer of Yitzchak, however, there's another problem, which is anybody who eats raw vegetables early in the morning, it's usher to talk to this guy because he smells so bad. My time, he mishum reicha. Stay away from people like that. The Omer of Yitzchak, asur adam shiocha yerek chai kodem arba shaot. Rabbi Yitzchak says it's prohibited to eat that early, and which seems to be stressing not the person who's talking to him, but the guy who's doing the eating. So Amimar Mazut and Rav Ashi were sitting around, and it was early in the morning. They brought some raw vegetables. Kodem arba shaot. They were eating, you know, they were sitting around at this health restaurant, you know. So exactly. Early kibbutz breakfast. So Amemar and Ravashi ate. Marzutra refused to eat. So they said to Marzutra, ha, my daitha, so we know why you're not eating. Because you are following Rabbi Yitzchak, who said, kolo also here, kolo mabasha, asrula saperim enemy shum reicha, right? But we're eating, and you're talking to us. You might as well have eaten and enjoyed them. So anandakach, lina mikomishtahifadah, you're talking to us. So he said, no, but I don't hold it that Rabbi Yitzchak. I hold it the other Rabbi Yitzchak. Anarchy Edab Rabbi Yitzchak, you're right. The Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Asur La Adam Sheyocha Yerek Chayka De Marbashal. The guy who's eating, he's the guy that's no good. That's you. But I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's not prohibited for me to talk to you guys. So I'm talking. Kokatan Maktim, what does that say?
Another
thing
that's for health reasons, not
for people. Yeah, or for troubling other people, but it's not us. It's a question. It's like the get of the after left at the moment.
Disgusting
to talk to a guy who doesn't know that. So, you know, these guys that love eating raw onions early in the morning. What's a good thing it's not in my place. Umrefista, feel God Yabazusa. I'm a lesbe riba. Umrefista says you could be talking about something that's very, very high quality. In other words, a gidi, where you have it's a very full of delicious meat, but it's not good for you because it's small. Lama the lesbe riba, this is only if it hasn't grown to a fourth of its whole size. Once it's grown to a fourth of its size, then ledlam, but we don't have a problem with it. We also said ko nefesh meshiv nafesh. Anything that's like alive, we're talking about goldfish swallowing goldfish. over here, you know. Amr Fubba, Afilo Gildani, the Begili. Even these tiny little fish, that they you find them among the reeds. So right near the seashore, you've got little fish that they make that their home because the big fish don't come there, so they don't get swallowed. And even those little fish are very good for making a meal out of. Kola korov lo nefesh meshivet anafet. Amr lacha bayak, let's talk about unka. Kola korov means a place on the neck, unka's a neck, which is near the mokam ashvita. And that mokam is close to the heart and the lungs and so on. Amalei rova l'shami. And Rava would tell his valet, "Maikele umtze the beast, or when you go out and buy me meat, you should make sure to bring me the part, trach v'aitel in the head of the mikra of lebe baruch. Bring me the part which is close to where they're making the broch, meaning the broch of the heat. Kruv is good for mazor. Tradin, we said, is good for fu'af. Are you telling me that kruv is only good for satisfying you, nourishing you? It's not good if you're not feeling well? V'otanya shishad varim rapim atacholem michoyo. It's a braisa that says there's six things that are going to help a guy get better. Urefuatan refuah, and you can rely on it. This is real refuah. Kruv, and kruv is one of them, and obviously it's a good thing. Mesisin, it's a trodden, of course. Mesisin, do they have a translation of that? Because Rashi speaks French. Okay. Dvash, the keva, that's the rennet. The heret, and eating from the womb of an animal. The otera takabe, which is the diaphragm. So anyway, kruv obviously is a kufu, that's why I should say kruv is only for mazon. Elaim a kruv af le mazon. Then you said, woe to a house with turnips dancing through it.
He says it's a neighbor,
Chamomile. Oh, that's interesting. Rashi has a word for foliol.
Babonka.
Chamomile
is babonka.
Uh-huh, chamomile. Okay. It's interesting that, chamomile. What is he at?
Any royal.
Okay, that's also what Rashi means. Yeah. Foliol. If you see turnips out there for sale in the shuk, I don't want to hear any questions about what we're going to be having for supper. So apparently, he thought turnips were quite good. No, I'm Rabbi, that's me, Bli Basar. You can't eat it without putting it in a fleshadika tashio. But he was talking about, you know, fill up a pot of turnips, put in a piece of meat, and we're set. Rava says, no, it's talking about Bli Yain. You got to have some wine to drink with it. Itma Rava Mar Bli Basar, Shmuel Omer, Bli Eitzim. Shmuel says, what you need is energy, man. So in other words, you got to be able to cook this for a long time. And if you don't have a lot of fuel in the house, don't bake turnips. Rabbi Yochanan Mar Bli Yain. And Rava asked Rav Papa Sudani. Now, Sudani is a play on words. A Sudani was a beer maker. Of course, Rav Papa was a famous beer maker. But Sudani is also a play on Sod Hashem Li Reav. It's a reference to Talmid Chachamim. So he would always call Rav Papa the ultimate Sudani because he was the Talmid Chacham beer maker. You know? So it's a Sudani. Ananta Bela Bibisra Bechamra. We use, I hate saying this to a beer maker, you know, but we use wine and meat for turnips. But you guys, I know you don't go in much for the wine. I've done a lot of fish of a chuchamra. I mean, Bobo, we're going to get the wine. But my tabritalu, what do you bust the turnips with? I mean, what do you break the kochas of turnips? Amale bitzide. We use a lot of wood, meaning we boil it a lot. Kiad the vita the Rav Papa, but the mevashala, after Rav Papa's wife would cook a turnip stew, tarala bitzmanan ufi parsaita. She would take these enormous, and at 80 of these enormous pieces of wood, and she would put this into her oven one by one. For the next 2 days, she'd be boiling up that soup, even though it was already cooked. Turn it up on a dog, katan malia. Little herring, you see. Pamim shu made meat. Now, sometimes it'll kill you. Now, you gotta know, if you want to eat this stuff, you gotta know when it was salted. So, now this stuff is deadly on the 7th day, the 17th day, the 27th day, some say the 23rd day, after the salting. So this is Russian roulette, which is why they love eating herring over there in Russia. But this is lo amar nala b'matvi v'lo matvi. It's only said if it wasn't properly prepared when you heated it. After they said, now if they had a salted fish, it would fry it. So if you just put it briefly on top of the fire, then it could kill you. But matvi shapir let lamba. Furthermore, even lo matvi shapir, even if it wasn't properly prepared, lo amar lo shata batre shichra. It's only if you didn't have some good beer with your herring. Avo shata batre shichra let lamba. If you have some beer afterwards, that keeps it's safe. When you're saying drinking water because you're thirsty, as opposed to what? The guy's choking on a piece of meat. He's drinking water to try to swallow it. He does not have to make a bracha on the water because he's not drinking, really, water. So la fuge manda sanaktayunza. Now, there's two ways of understanding this. First, the first thing is clearly referring to water, the doctor says. Those, because the water, the only hana from the water is not nourishment. It's the drinking. So that there, but if you'd be drinking something where you do have sugar in it, the nourishment, you'd make a bracha even if you're drinking it not for that, because we saw before, you're drinking lurufua. As long as you were nena from it, we said you should make a bracha, right? So that's one issue. The other question is, there's a little bit of a gray area between chanakte unza to a case of shotamayim litzma'o. Let's say somebody is not thirsty, but their throat is dry. Or somebody's not thirsty, but they know that they're going to get dehydrated, you know. So that's certainly not chanakte unza. But, I mean, it's water for the sake of water, not water to use to wash something else down. But it's water without the hana of the chia, maybe forcing myself to drink it. Actually, that's a machloket. The Rambam says that any time that you're taking water, not for the purposes of the pleasure of chia, that you would not make a brach. So certainly it creates at least a something brach. You're using water to take medicine and so on. So to make sure that you're hydrated properly. So you would not make a brach. If you're taking juice, on the other hand, or coke, so then you would make a brach, assuming that you can make a brach on poison. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Borein Epashot Rabot V'chesronat. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, that was just a min klola. Same as the they had one, but if I think that it's going gradually off the Mecca Cola. Mecca Cola is Min Klova. So I'm going to write about Barav Chanan La'abai, such as Rav Yosef Ilchasam Mai. So what's the halacha? The halacha to say Borein HaPashot before we drink? Is there a mitzvah of saying Borein HaPashot after we drink? Oh, my, like, what do you ask me what the brach is? Like, you've never been outdoors. Go see, what are people doing? When you see what people are doing, you know what the halacha is. There's no, what's the halacha? You're coming out to be smarter than everybody else. Anybody out there, every child, thank you, Shaka, only have the barana water. A barana for sugar about after the water. You're coming in, so what's the halacha? Have done halacha, take some before. We'll try doing that tomorrow. I keep talking about the Sunday morning breakfast.
Halacha is kaminag.
Kaminag?
Maybe that's why we're more focused on doing Baruch Hashem.
I'm
saying that became the almost like what takes both of my half. It became the, by everybody that we do a little bit of something, we do a
chapel and
a
Baruch
Hashem afterwards.
As opposed to what?
Just
the chapel. That's what I'm saying, yes. Mm-hmm.